The devil came to destroy that family, and Jesus came to restore that family. The Bible says there's only one family in heaven and in the church and earth, the family of God. So righteousness restored means reconciliation. It means the door to fellowship with God is open, and God's the one who opened it. Amen? Be reconciled unto God. 1 John says, 1 John chapter 1, verse 3 says, "What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." God wants us to have fellowship. He wants our worship. He wants our relationship. And you cannot have fellowship without righteousness. In fact, 2 Corinthians 6:14 is a great scripture. It says, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." But it doesn't stop there. It says, "For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness?" In other words, he's calling the believer righteousness and the unbeliever unrighteousness. Then he says, "What communion," which is the same word as fellowship, "what fellowship or what communion has light with darkness?" He's calling the believer light, and he's calling the unbeliever darkness. "And what concord," what agreement, "has Christ with Belial?" Or, "What part has he that believeth with an infidel?" So God calls us righteousness, light, and Christ, and the believer. How many Christians know who they are? How many Christians consider themselves righteous? They're trying to become righteous, trying to please God, instead of being righteous. When you get your mind renewed, the Bible says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind," speaking to Christians. We have been left with the impression that once we're born again, then that's all there is to it. When I was a Baptist, that was the impression. Boy, you're born again, that's it. Never talked about renewing your mind or receiving the Holy Ghost. But the Bible says, "Be not conformed to this world." Christians, tell these Christians, don't be conformed to the world. In other words, they apparently were or were in danger of it, or certainly could be conformed to this world. "But be ye transformed," metamorphosis, that's the word, Greek word metamorphosis. It's what a caterpillar does. You know, you all talk about how beautiful butterflies are. How many of you think caterpillars are quite attractive? But they're the same being, and they're the same thing. Little caterpillar will climb up a tree, and he'll get under a limb, and he'll make a cocoon, and in that cocoon he will metamorphose. He will undergo a metamorphosis. He'll be transformed. Well, we don't do that, but he said the same principle applies to you. You are a butterfly, but you act like a caterpillar. Come on. So be transformed. What are you talking about, God? I'm born again. Yeah, now you can be transformed. Now that you've been born again, renew your mind, get in that cocoon, and renew your mind before you get stepped on. Amen? By the renewing of your mind. In other words, find out who you are, not what you were. You aren't what you were. All things have become new. You're not going to act like they're new till you find out they're new. What if, after I became a sergeant, if I still left those Spec 4 badge on my shoulder? I wonder how I'd have been treated. Like a Spec 4, not like a sergeant. Why? That's my identification badge. I'm identifying myself as to what I'm not. But they don't know that. Or what if I just couldn't believe it? What if I just don't believe I'm a sergeant? I almost didn't become a sergeant, because I went before the board and this major said, "Do you always wear your hair so long?" Uh-oh, first question, go get your hair cut and come back. So I went over to the supply room. Company commander said, "Boy, that was quick." I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, what happened?" I said, "Well, they told me to go get my hair cut." said, what are you doing here? I said, I'm not getting my hair cut. He said, yes, you are. So I did. But the man still wasn't pleased. The man I had to stand before, this the head of the committee. But we got to know who we are. How are you going to put on the new man if you don't even know who he is? Put on the new man. Put on the new man. You got to find out who you are and put it in your head, because the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you can prove. Woo! It's like Joy said about tithing. Prove it. Prove God. Well, God wants to prove all the promises of God are yes and amen. God wants to prove, forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases. Well, if your mind doesn't know that, you're not going to walk in the light of it. How can you? Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, well-pleasing. I mean, it's good that you got saved. A lot of people get saved, don't even know they got saved. Don't know what it is even, that much. The good, the well-pleasing. Oh, but the perfect will of God. Woo! It isn't based on righteousness, it's based on knowledge of righteousness. Amen? We have to tell ourselves who we are based on who God says we are, not what we think, not what we've heard, not the traditions of men, so that we can adequately represent Him. We're to be light and we're to be righteousness in this earth. But when our light becomes darkness, guess what? Bad, the Bible says. In fact, the Bible says if salt loses its saltiness, it's not worth anything but to be thrown out. And that word really becomes foolish. It's foolish to say and believe you're just a sinner saved by grace. It's foolish. The Greek words says it's moronic. Peace cannot come from religion. Victory cannot come from religion. It comes from God. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, for your goodness, and for your righteousness. Say this with me. I am the righteousness of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I have right standing with God. He's my Father. I can come boldly before my Father and fellowship with Him. Let my request be made known unto Him and receive all that I need to represent Him adequately, correctly, fully in this world. Thank you, Father, for this great salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory.